This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you are having a fantastic day today. We are about to make it better together. I've got a question for you. Have you ever heard the phrase, past is prologue? It's kind of like history always repeats itself. But here's the thing. If you want to create change in your life, past can no longer be your prologue. And before we dive into that, right, if I've already lost you, let's get on the same page. I love to look at the meaning of words and break it down and make sure we really know what we're talking about. I think that comes from me previously studying Latin and Greek. Prologue. What do we mean when we say prologue? I think the first thing I think of is like the beginning of a book, right? It sets the stage for the story. So prologue refers to an event or action that leads to another event or situation. It's the introductory section. So what we're talking about here is that past can no longer be your prologue. Your past can no longer be that introductory section that you lead with, that you set the stage for if you want to create change. More simply, you gotta stop leading with your past if you want to create something new and something different. Let me tell you what this looks like. When I say to a client, your past can no longer be your prologue, I'm usually saying that in response to them saying something along the lines of, I'm the kind of person who starts the week with determination, but then I lose motivation and I blow it all. Or I can be really good for a few days, but not more than a few days. Or I set these standards. I have this vision of in mind of how it's going to go when I go out to eat or drink with my friends. But as soon as somebody orders a drink or they order dessert or the appetizers come out, I tell myself, this one thing won't hurt. And I'll say to them, in all of those situations, your past can no longer be your prologue. What you're doing right now is you are leading with the past. And basically, we're setting the stage. We are bringing forward the thing we don't want into a new day, a new moment. You are saying, when you make the past your prologue, when you lead with, let me tell you how things have been before, you're saying that the way things have been is the way that they are and is the way that they will continue to be. When you have this habit, and most of the time people don't even realize it, of using the past as the prologue, as the introduction, as the beginning, as the primer, you are bringing something, using something that you don't want to hopefully get something that you do want. And it doesn't work like that because you are rehearsing that pattern. You are saying, yeah, I'm telling you how things have been, but that's because it's how they are now and how they will continue to be. And I say, stop. Stop making the past your prologue. Stop leading with how things have been. When I get on the phone with clients, I'll say, you know, bring me up to speed. How are you? What are you working on? And I would say 95% of the time, people look backwards. They go to the past. They tell me where they dropped the ball, where they went wrong, and they very rarely lead with what they do want. They very rarely say, okay, here's what I'm working on. Here's my goal. Today, my action steps include, and that is what we want to practice. Leading with where we are now or where we're going, but not where we've been, not what went wrong. We stop making the past the prologue. A couple months ago, we had an episode where we talked about how success is very simple. Know what you want and keep your energy there daily. Know what you want and keep your energy there daily. But that's often not what we do, right? We lead with the past. I tell myself I'm going to work out, but then I don't. That is the past. For as long as that is the prologue, you're much more likely to repeat that pattern because you just rehearsed it. You just reinforced it in your mind. We don't have to say, well, I always tell myself I'm going to work out, but then I don't, so I guess I'm stuck there. We can say, today, to make sure that I get my workout in, I'm going to, ... And this isn't something that just happens when we're thinking about ourselves. We do it to other people as well. We do this in relationships. Have you ever had a conflict with somebody in your life and you go to the past? Well, I didn't want to say anything because every time I do, you always. That's the past. You are using the past as a prologue and you don't have to. In fact, if you want to create change, you can't. You've got to make this a practice. And here's what I mean by making it a practice. The other day, I sent a picture to a friend of mine who's also in the Primal Potential Masters Club. I had bought some lights for inside my home, and I said, I don't know how I feel about these. What do you think? And she said, I'm really working on saying what I mean. So I like the color, and I like the shape, but they kind of look like outside lights and not inside lights, so I don't love them in that space. And then she said, thanks for giving me an opportunity to practice. Because maybe in the past, she would have said something along the lines of like, oh, I think they're really cute, or they're not that bad, right? Or what do you think? But she was using an opportunity to practice. And the reason I give that example is because that is what I mean by turning something into a practice, okay? So if you decide, yeah, that's kind of me. I lead with the past. I lead with the problem. I am always talking about the way things have been, especially when it's what I don't want, when it's what I don't want from myself, or it's what I don't want at work, or it's what I don't want in my relationship, and I keep bringing it up over and over and over again. So I'm going to make it a practice. What that means is, as real life situations come up, you say to yourself, this is an opportunity for me to practice not making my past the prologue. So let's say that your partner doesn't do the dishes, right? They said that they would, but they didn't. This is an opportunity to practice not making the past a prologue. So this is an opportunity to practice not saying, why do you never do this? You did this again, right? Leading with the past. Every time I ask, you always forget. This moment where your partner has forgotten to do the dishes or not done the dishes is an opportunity to practice. I'm not going to bring the past into this. The same thing is true if you get on the phone with somebody and they say, how are things going? That you don't go backwards. You can say what you're working on now, what you're excited about now, what you're doing today, what's going on next weekend, but it's an opportunity to not rehash everything that got in your way this week, right? It's an opportunity to practice. I will say that sometimes people think they're just setting context, right? Well, I have to so that you understand, but that's not true. There is a time and a place for setting context. Let's say we're in a business meeting and we've got a new strategy that we're putting into place. So that everybody understands the importance of the strategy, that can be a place where revisiting the past as a prologue to the conversation can be really powerful because we've got to enroll multiple people into this solution. So in the case of that kind of scenario in a business situation where you say, okay, we've got a new protocol because we were getting a lot of returns or we were getting a lot of complaints, that is an example of the past being the prologue. It's the setup. It's the lead-in. But we don't need to do that in our own minds, right? We don't need to do that for ourselves. We already know how things have been. So if we are trying to change something at work and we've got to enroll people in that, there's merit. But when we're doing it to our spouse because they didn't empty the dishwasher or they didn't do what they said they were going to do, we're not trying to enroll them. We're trying to beat them up, right? We're trying to make our case stronger. We're trying to justify our frustration, and that is not helpful. The same thing when it is in our own minds. I've been meaning to get up all week, but every time my alarm goes off, I just hit snooze. We don't need to revisit that in our minds. We know we were there. What we need to give our energy to instead is, my strategy for tomorrow is this. I'm going to try this new thing. I'm going to try this new way. We don't need to make the past the prologue there. All right? Life is going to give you a ton of opportunities to practice this. When you're on the phone with your coach or a friend that you've asked to help you stay accountable, you can use it as an opportunity to say, I'm staying in the present, or I'm focused on where I'm going and how I'm going to get there. This is an opportunity for me to practice not leading with the past, not leading with what is behind me, not leading with what I don't want. You are fresh in this moment. Know what you want and keep your energy there daily, because what you think about, you bring about. And most people who are struggling in large part because so much of their focus and their thought and their description goes to the past. And that counts as a repetition. That counts as a mental rehearsal. That counts as a subconscious reminder of the very thing we don't want to do. One of the tools that I find really helpful, in addition to just very simply looking for opportunities to practice, is changing your story from what if, which is fear, to even if, which is solution and future focus. So what if I screw up? All of that is looking backwards. Like, what if I do this thing I've done before? What if I don't follow through? What if I give up again? Let's replace that with even if. Even if I'm feeling not motivated, I'm going to take action. Even if it feels hard, I'm going to use it as an opportunity to practice. Even if I don't want to, even if it becomes, you know, there's another opportunity that's more appealing, even if I'm tired, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to do it tired. The what if conversation, what if I quit again? What if I break this promise? What if I hit snooze? That's all past focused. One of the ways to practice is to turn that way of thinking to even if. Even if I have to stay at work late. Even if I forgot to take dinner out of the freezer. Even if an unexpected bill comes up, I am going to, I will practice. Then we're in the moment, or we're focused on what we want, whereas what if is focused on what we don't want, and it's often focused on the past. All right. So number one, I want you to practice in situations that are your own conversations with yourself, situations that are your conversations with other people about yourself and your patterns, as well as conversations that are about somebody else, right? Maybe you're at work and you're talking about your boss. Practice leaving the past out of it. Practice not dragging that in. Practice being in the moment. Practice focusing on where you want to go. Right? In your own conversations, in your own thoughts, and in interactions with other people. And the other is, when you notice that mindset of, what if I quit? What if I drift? Change it to, even if I have a day where I'm disconnected, I'm going to come back without drama. Even if I don't feel in the mood to do it, I'm going to reach out and ask for support, or I'm going to read this thing that really inspires me. Shifting from what if to even if shifts you from fear and past to determination and future, which is where we want to go. And these are also cornerstone pieces of our 12 weeks to transformation process. This is where I work with clients to give them the tools and encourage them to practice using the tools that get them out of their own way and help them create whatever change they want in their life. For some people, that's weight loss. For some people, it's getting out of debt. For some people, it's starting a new business. But these are some of the paradigms and the perspectives and the practices that we focus on every single day. We're not adding them to our daily lives. We are incorporating them within the things that we do regularly. If you want to succeed, and you do, because you wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't, right? You can no longer submit to this pattern of letting the past be your prologue. Everybody have an amazing day. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.